Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idyas, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Hey. We already learned in Perig Aleph of Mishnah Tes of Masech des Idyas that the Peiros of Maaser Sheni have to be taken up to Yerushalayim and you eat them in Yerushalayim and you can redeem them for money if there are too many Peiros and you have to bring up the money to Yerushalayim to purchase the Oichel over there and you eat it over there. Certain things you can buy with Maaser Sheni money, certain things you can't. When the owner redeems his Maaser Sheni, he is mechuyev to add on a chaimish, a fifth, on the value of the peiros. Next, Pesach time of the fourth and seventh year in a Shemitah cycle is a time of beer maisras. You have to be mevar, you have to remove from your house all the trumas and maisras that were left over from the past years. The truma goes to the kayin, the maisarishin to the levi, maisar ani to the poor person, and Maaser Sheni, at this point, would have to be destroyed. If someone plants a tree, the peiros that grow during the first 3 years are, I'm sure you know, arla, and they're asur biachila and behana. Peiros that grow during year number four are called revai. You have to bring them up to Yerushalayim and eat them over there. And like Maaser Sheni, you can redeem it for money. But is it exactly like Maaser Sheni? That's the machlokes in the Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Kedem Revoy, the fourth year, peiros of a vineyard. Zakta Batanura, really this applies to all kinds of fruit trees. We're just using a vineyard, the grapes, as an example. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, Ein loy chaymish. When the Bailim redeem the peiros of the fourth year for money to bring it up to Yerushalayim, they don't have to add a fifth on top of the value of the peiros the way they have to by Maaser Sheni. The Torah doesn't say they have to add a fifth. It says only by Maaser Sheni. The Ein Loy Beer. There's no chiyev to remove the kerem avoy peiros by a certain deadline the way there is in regard to Maaseris, which, as we explained, is Chag HaPesach of the fourth and 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. When it comes to a vineyard, there are special matnas and matanas that have to be left for the poor people. Only by grapes, it's called peret and oilless. Really, peret is the same as leket. What leket is for tfuah, peret is for grapes. So in other words, besides for shikha and peya, if one or two grapes fall off a cluster while they're being picked, have to be left for the poor people, and oilless, these are like underdeveloped clusters of grapes. The clusters never really form. The grapes aren't really leaning one on the other. There aren't any grapes hanging from underneath. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, when it comes to the grapes that grow during the fourth year, yesh loy peret v'yesh loy oilless. You have to leave it for the poor people. But v'anim, the poor people, poidim liatzman, they, if they want to eat it, they have to redeem it. Have to redeem it and take the money to Yerushalayim. The grapes stay revai. Whereas Ubeis Hillel, I mean, the Beis Hillel say, Kulei Lagas. The owner of the vineyard can take all the peiros and go to the wine press. In other words, the whole peiros of the fourth year, whatever he harvested, including the peret, and including the oilless. He can take it all to the wine press, belongs to the owner of the kerem, he can bring it up to Yerushalayim himself, and the Aniyim have no claim to this. The Beis Shammai hold that Kerem Levai is considered Mamon Shel HaBailim. The Bailim own it. The only thing is, the Torah says you have to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay, if you own it, then you have to give the Matanis to the Aniyim, to the poor people. The Beis Hillel hold that no, Kerem Levai is Mamish like Maaser Sheni. You don't own Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hegdesh. It's Mamon Gevaya. Same is true for the Neter Levai. And therefore, according to the Beis Hillel, there's no din of Matnas Aniyim. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, in regard to the peiros that grow during the fourth year, they're similar to Maaser Sheni. You have to bring them up to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem them for money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim. The question is, do you have to add a chaimish like Maaser Sheni? The Beis Shammai say no, the Beis Hillel say yes. In regard to Maaser Sheni, as well as Trumas, Maaseris, there's a Zman Beer. Pesach of the fourth and seventh year. Everything has to be taken out of the house. The Trum has to go to the Kayin, the Maaser Rishon has to go to the Levi, the Maaser Oni has to go to the Oni, the Maaser Sheini has to be destroyed. Is the same true for Net or Revai? Are they also included in this beer? The Beis Shammai say no, and the Beis Hillel say yes. When it comes to grapes, there are two matnas aniyim called Peret and Oilalais. Peret refers to individual grapes that fall. It's the same as Leket. If one or two fall, when you're gathering the grapes, you have to leave them for the poor people. Oilalais is a cluster that like didn't develop. It doesn't look like a cluster. The grapes aren't laying one on top of the other. There's no grapes at the bottom. Normally that goes to the aniyim. Goes to the poor people. What's the din by Kerem Ravai? The Beis Shammai say? It goes to the poor people and they have to redeem it. Because the Maaser, it's Kerem Ravai. You can't eat the four of your parents just without redeeming it. Or bring it to your Shalayim and eat it. The Beis Hillel say no. Kulay Lagas. All belongs to the owner. He can take it all to the wine press. Wait, so are the Beis Hillel being more lenient? I thought we have over here only things where the Beis Shammai are lenient and the Beis Hillel are machmir. And here you're telling me that according to the Beis Shammai, you have to give it away to the aniyim, the parrot and the oilless of Neter Avai. And according to the Beis Hillel, the Balabas keeps it. Well, the answer is, the reason, really, the Beis Shammai are being mekel, they say Neter Avai has a din of mom and balam, it belongs to the balam, which is you have to bring it to your shalayim. In a way, the Beis Hillel are being machmir, they're saying, no, it's mom and hegdish, it's like Maaser Sheni. Now, if it's like Maaser Sheni, it just so happens that there is no matnas aniyim.